Sri Tanadar's election to a Detroit-centric congressional seat last year was divisive. He'd only recently moved to the city, and his election partly left America's largest majority black city without African-American representation. Tanadar edged out a large field of candidates in the 2022 primary, and now Democratic challengers are coming for him again. Detroit City Councilwoman Mary Waters and former state senator Adam Ollier are among those vying for the seat. Tanadar, a multimillionaire businessman, tells WDET's Russ McNamara he identifies with Detroiters, and they should identify with him.
You're an Indian American man representing a majority black city. What's your message to constituents who don't feel like they're adequately represented?
Well, look, people make those decisions. They chose me, and I'm grateful that they chose me to represent them in the United States Congress. And I bring a variety of experience. I grew up in dire poverty. Poverty like no running water, not knowing where my next meal is going to come from. That kind of poverty. So I understand the struggles of everyday people. Worked as a janitor growing up. Never got paid enough. Had not enough benefits. So I understand the struggles of putting food on the table, taking care of your healthcare, education. And then later on, I got education that helped me start businesses. So I also have private sector experience creating jobs, running businesses. So I bring all of this experience, and my goal is to work on making people's lives better.
What exactly are you doing in Congress? You've been in there nearly a year now to make those lives better. There's been accusations by a former staffer as well as fellow Democrat Rashida Tlaib that you aren't doing enough to help your constituents. So how do you counter those allegations, or at least those perceptions?
Well, look, I have introduced 10 different bills, sponsored 10 bills. My bills help provide capital access to minority-owned business owners, provides financial relief to student borrowers, healthcare disparities, especially among Black and Brown communities. I have also, just recently, I introduced a bill that would break the bias that TSA Act, TSA minorities often get disproportionately stopped and searched. I introduced a bill that would make strike funds tax-free. So there is a number of bills I have introduced. I've introduced bills to make it easier for minorities, small business, to become small business owners. I have co-sponsored bills for common sense gun control, for example, protecting a woman's right to choose. There is a number of things that I have done. I serve on the Small Business Committee, and my focus has been in, people that are at the bottom of the economic ladder, helping them with entrepreneurship, promoting entrepreneurship, making small business administrations grants and loans more accessible. I brought the Secretary of Veterans Affairs to, I brought the Secretary of Agriculture, I brought the administrator from small business and have her tour and see businesses in the Detroit area. So there is a number of things that I do. I never miss a vote. I have nearly 100% voting record. So I'm always there. I show up. And then I communicate a lot with my constituents. Now, the attacks that happened largely happened after my position on Israel and the Hamas war. And a lot of those attacks appears to be motivated by those.
Well, your position on Israel has changed over the years. You had at least at one point wanted to remove some of the funding, military funding that the U.S. provides for Israel. And now there were dramatic shows of support for Israel after these latest attacks by Hamas on October 7. So what is your policy as it stands in the battle in Gaza between Israel and Hamas?
Well, look, we cannot accept and tolerate terrorism. Hamas clearly is a terroristic organization. October 7th, their actions, their acts were barbaric, and the attack on Israel was not acceptable, and Hamas need to be eliminated from the face of the earth. That's my position.
But specifically, when it comes to Israel's attacks in Gaza, do you support a ceasefire?
I have called for a humanitarian pause so that the people in the war zone can move out of that area. Medical supplies, essential food supplies are brought to the people. And also, I've asked for a pause that will facilitate the hostage releases. We need to get a release of all of those hostages. Humanitarian concerns are critical, and innocent people's lives need to be protected, and basic human needs need to be provided for, and that's what I've called for.
You've mentioned that you've been trying to prop up minority business owners, small businesses over the last year. What's your policy goals over the next year?
My policy goals are to continue to fight for racial justice. The decades of systemic racism, whether it is in housing, whether it is in medical services, whether it is in economic job growth, workforce development, there is a number of areas we need to focus on to ensure that we counteract decades of systemic racism that has robbed people of the opportunity. So some of the work I'm doing is workforce development, giving people the skill sets they need to get good paying jobs. That's a critical aspect. We can raise the minimum wage, but that alone isn't going to create generations of net worth. We can only create financial prosperity through good skills, giving people the skills they need to get good job, giving people the startup capital, the business knowledge, so they can start their own businesses, support their these entrepreneurial ventures, especially among Black and Brown communities, economically.
Well,
yeah.
Well, that being said, there's the UAW workers have been striking. There's striking workers in the city for Blue Cross Blue Shield and Detroit's casino workers. Have you gone down to the picket line? Because not everyone wants to start a business, but union jobs are typically a way to elevate people into the middle class.
Yes. So I have been with the workers on the picket line. I went to the casinos when the workers were striking. I went to Blue Cross Blue Shield when they were striking. I went with Sean Fain at the UAW rally in downtown Detroit, and I marched with the workers throughout in the Detroit area after the rally. And I'm 100% supportive of the workers' rights. Nobody should have to work more than 40 hours a week, and that should be, people should be able to get a good living wage, be able to live in dignity, raise their family, take care of their family's needs, and have a little bit saved for a rainy day. So I am 100% supportive of workers' rights across America.
Circling back around one final time to the election, I mean, a couple of high-profile names are already in the mix, 10 months out from the primary. It's seemingly always going to be this way. Are these continued runs by you worth it? Because you're going to be primaried pretty heavily each time. Are you up for the challenge?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. But look, the like you said, the primary is 10 months away. Filing deadline is 5 months away. I am focused on my job. I go visit with my constituents. I continuously communicate with my constituents, tell them about what, because they hired me. I serve at their mercy. So I continuously telling them, what am I working on? What am I doing? What my goals are? I also survey them. I get their opinions. So I understand where my constituents are, their struggles with putting food on the table, their struggles with rising cost, issues such as flood damage. There's a lot of flood damage. I'm working on getting federal dollars for water infrastructure, getting federal dollars for roads and infrastructure repairs. So there is a lot that I'm continuously focused on. And I see my job, and my number one job, is to bring federal dollars for projects. And one of the things that I did was I went and surveyed the needs of the community and solicited, asked people to ask municipalities, mayors, to submit to me proposals for community funding. And then I got about 60 different requests, and I chose 15 of those. Some of those were to remove lead lines. Some of it was to install relief valves so that homes won't get flooded. Some of it was to level the 375 highway so that the damage that was created by putting highways in the middle of black and brown communities, they're destroying their businesses. I'm working on restoring that, helping black and brown businesses that got unfairly and racially discriminated and destroyed. So there's a lot that I keep doing. And one of the things that I do is I make sure that I speak with my constituents. I go visit them. I have a downtown office that's easy access for constituents. And we have served over 1,000 constituent cases. People reach to us by phone, by email. We solve problems. We have gotten people, almost nearly $1 million of IRS refunds, for example. We have helped people with social security issues. We have helped people with, passports when they need to travel abroad for an emergency. So I have, my office is open Monday to Friday. There are caseworkers who are available, standing by to help constituents.